a little song I found the other day. It's called Sun Bleached Flies. It's written by an autistic transgender singer-songwriter from Florida who is 1 year younger than my son. Flies sitting in the windowsill, waiting for the day they escape. They talk all about that money and how their babies are always changing while they're breathing in the poison of the paint. What I wouldn't give to be in church this Sunday, listening to this choir so heartfelt, all singing, God loves you, but not enough to save you. So baby girl, good luck taking care of yourself. So I said, fine, 'cause that's how my daddy raised me. If they strike once, then you just hit them twice as hard. But in the end, if I bend under the weight that they gave me, then this heart would break and fall as twice as hard. We all know how it goes. The more it hurts, the less it shows. But I still feel like they all know. And that's why I can never go back home. And I spend my life watching it go by from the sidelines. And I try, but I think it's about time I put on the side. But I don't mind, 'cause that's how my daddy raised me. If they strike once, then you just hit them twice as hard. But I always knew that in the end, no one was coming to save me. So I just prayed.
Yes.
And I keep on praying and praying and praying. Still praying for that house in Nebraska, by the highway on the edge of town, dancing with the windows open. I can't let go when something's broken. It's all I know, and it's all I want now.
Lord.
We are so blessed that Citadel is here with us today. So,
hallelujah. Good Sunday morning, church.
Please be seated. We are just thrilled to have you here. Yes, we are two congregations, but today, during this time, we are one church. Thrilled to have you here at Presbyterian Church of the Covenant. Welcome to those online as well. You can find out more about us. That should be right below me, athinkingchurch.org. Encourage you to do that. And if you have the means and can make a donation, we'll help us stay online. For those that are here, we don't pass a basket. We've got a basket sitting on that back table if you're interested in making any contributions to the church. We certainly would appreciate it that you'll find that in the back. I just want to say my own word of appreciation for Pastor Greg Drumright. I have to say, I feel very fortunate to have met Greg through all of this process. Thrilled that you brought up the idea of bringing the groups together today. We are excited to hear your choir today as well.
I want to hear you preach.
Thank you. We'll see how that goes. We're thrilled to have everyone here today. And I did want to go ahead and start with a couple of readings. We have our scripture reading, an outside reading, which I do two readings most Sundays. This is Advent season. We are in the Peace Sunday.
Yes.
So the reading for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. You'll be familiar with these texts. This comes from the New Revised Version, updated edition of it. Hear now these words. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you."
Yes.
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be.
Mm-hmm.
The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus.
My God.
He will be great, and he will be called the Son of Most High, and the Lord of God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom,
my Lord,
there will be no end."
No end.
Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" That angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy.
Yes.
He will be called Son of God." Yes. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For
nothing
will be impossible
nothing.
With God.
With God.
Then Mary said, "Here I am. I, the servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And we add blessing and meaning to the reading of these words.
Yes.
Please be seated.
Amen.
I also want to share a short little excerpt from Bell Hooks' All About Love.
All right.
In it, she has this to say, "Communities sustain life. Communities sustain life. Not just the good life, but all life. In community, we work to create a world in which it is possible to meet shared needs and shared longings.
Yes.
That possibility is the foundation of love. When we join together in community, it is not to escape the realities of life, but to confront them." Read that again. When we join together in community, it is not to escape the realities of life, but to confront them. to find strength in one another, to find a way to renew our spirits together. It is there. It is there that we learn how to love.
Yes.
Pastor Drummond, I'll invite you forward and ask if y'all will break the choir up with you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Come on forward. Thank you, sir.
Share a little bit of some sacred Christmas music with you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor Jeremiah, I don't know that I want to follow that. Thank y'all. What a blessing. We really appreciate that so much. It's joyful to have you here with us. The energy is just amazing, and we're very appreciative of it. You know, my homiletics professor is the Reverend Dr. Brad Braxton. And when he would talk about preaching, he called this the holy work desk. Before he started, every time he would look out on us and say, I'm going to work. But if you'll help me, I won't have to work so hard. My message today is entitled, Peace for People on the Threshold. The way I see it, there are two kinds of peace. There's a kind of peace where we talk about when everything is sort of settled already. And then there's the kind of peace that we talk about when everything is changing.
Yes.
It's the kind of peace that is less like a warm blanket and more like the deep breath you take before you take that next daring step.
Yeah.
It's the peace of the threshold.
Yeah. Yes.
The peace of standing between what has been and what will be. The peace that doesn't wait for certainty, but it meets us while we are in motion.
Yeah.
And it's the peace that we need today.
Yes.
So let me tell you where we're going today. We're going to move from Mary's disruption to her daring courage.
All right.
From fear to her fierce and faithful future.
Yes.
And then from that peace to a future that love is unfolding for all of us.
All right.
So two congregations.
Uh-huh.
Right here. This is a sacred threshold.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It is a peace that shows up in transitions and crossings and holy uncertainty in moments just like this moment. Because today two congregations gather side by side. One,
yes,
preparing to leave a building it has loved.
Yeah.
One preparing to receive a building it has long worked for.
Yeah.
Two stories there. Two stories converging in this one sacred space, this one sacred Sunday, this one sacred season called Advent. And we collectively gather here today on Peace Sunday. And into this moment comes the story of Mary. A young woman visited by a messenger of God who says, do not be afraid. Peace is already growing inside you. Now, Mary does not get peace because her situation makes any sense. Mary does not get peace because the road ahead is clear for her. Mary does not get peace because everything is calm and her 5-year plan is starting to line up. Mary receives peace in the middle of disruption. Peace in the middle of mystery. Peace in the middle of God rewriting her story right beneath her very feet. And maybe that's why this story meets us all so well today. Because both congregations know something about rearranged stories. About God moving in ways we did not predict and think of. I'll confess, I have felt my own mixed emotions over the past few weeks. A little grief, a little excitement, a little holy uncertainty. And somewhere in that swirl of emotions, in a moment I really can't entirely explain, I have felt the kind of peace that doesn't come from knowing the future. What peace that comes from knowing we are stepping into the future together. It's a peace that holds you while you're making a transition. A peace that steadies you when everything else is shifting. A peace that does not erase fear, but transforms it. It's a peace for people on the move. Well, friends, that is us today. All of us, both congregations, on the move, on the threshold, come on the edge of something new. And let me say this, the angel's words to Mary, do not be afraid, are not a divine version. Calm down now. They are a reassurance to her that fear does not disqualify her from the work of love. God is saying, I know you don't understand this. I know that the road ahead of you is unfamiliar. I know everything feels like a question mark. But you are not alone. Love is already here. Peace is already growing. See, I believe that both of our congregations can stand and hear this word today. The congregation preparing to go and the one preparing to stay.
Yeah.
Yes. Peace. The peace is not the absence of shame. Peace is God's presence with us in the middle of shame.
Yeah.
And that kind of peace is what helps us. Helps us step across the thresholds that we each face.
Man.
So to those in Church of the Covenant selling the building, you have loved well in this space.
Yes.
You have built ministries, built relationships, built memories, and trust in the Lord. But this is hard on the wall. This building has been a home, but it has never been, and remember this clearly, this building has never been your identity. You carry that identity in your hands, in your heart, and in your willingness to keep showing up for love. And to the Citadel, who are buying this building for almost 23 years, you have been on the move. Setting up and breaking down. Dreaming of a home to plant your ministry in. Praying, persevering. And now,
you
are on the precipice of stepping into a space. A space that is waiting for your story. Now, you, of course, are not the first congregation to inherit a building. And our congregation, of course, is not the first to pass one on. But today, we meet not as strangers about to exchange keys, but as communities exchanging blessings. See, this is not a transaction, this is a testimony. A holy handoff, a sacred choreography led by the Spirit, where two people step to the same rhythm for one brief moment before continuing their dance in two directions. Ears. Preach, Mark. Here. On the threshold.
Yes.
On the threshold. Here, peace is already moving between us. So let me say it plainly, and if you listen closely, you just might hear the echoes of the prophets in these words. Peace is not passive. Peace is not quiet. Peace is not the quiet that comes when everyone keeps their heads down. Peace is prophetic. Peace is persistent. Peace is power. Peace is what happens when justice gets in the ring. Peace is what happens when justice gets in the room and refuses to leave. Peace is the courage to say, we will not be enemies in transition. We will be partners in possibility. Peace is the strength to say, we will not cling in fear. We will move in faith. Peace is the vision to say, we're not losing a home. We're expanding hope. Peace is the voice that rises when the world says, sit down. Peace is the light that glows when the world says, give up. Peace is the people of God saying together, we choose love today. We choose justice today. We choose each other. Some of y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. Peace is not a feeling. Peace is a decision. Peace is a discipline. Peace is a direction. And friends, both of our congregations are walking in that direction today.
Amen.
You see, Mary does not hear God's call while sitting still. Mary receives her call as her life is being rearranged. Mary becomes the bearer of peace while everything she knew is shifting. And this is exactly where peace is frequently born.
Yes.
In movement, in transition, in change, in courage.
I got it. My Lord, I got
it. Peace begins when Mary says, let it be.
All right. Maybe.
Not because she understands everything, because she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But because she trusts the one who goes with her.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. That's so good.
And Mary does not keep that peace to herself. She gets up. She goes out. She heads straight into the world to Elizabeth's house.
Mm-hmm.
Because peace that stays private is not a biblical peace. Peace is active. Peace acts up. Peace shows up.
Yeah.
Peace joins the work that lifts the lowly and fills the hungry.
Yeah.
If Mary teaches us anything, it is that peace is never still.
All right.
Peace travels with purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, let's say something that I think should matter deeply to both congregations gathered here. Mary's story is not a quiet, private, gentle little tale.
Sure is.
Mary's story is a justice story.
Yeah.
A revolutionary story. A God turning the world upside down story. And Mary says yes to God's peace.
Mm-hmm.
She says yes to a kingdom where the proud are scattered, the mighty are brought low, the hungry are filled, and the oppressed are lifted up.
Yeah.
And peace and justice walk hand in hand always.
Yeah.
Because peace without justice is just a polite pause in the violence.
Mm.
The peace with justice is God's dream breaking into this world. And that is the peace we are stepping into today. A peace big enough to honor this transition A peace strong enough to hold two congregations, a peace deep enough to sustain the work of dismantling injustice long after today.
Yeah.
A peace bold enough to say, we will keep choosing the side of love,
yeah,
even when love asks us to pick up and move.
Yes.
So take a breath with me. Imagine something with me.
All right.
Imagine the sanctuary filled with new stories.
Yes.
New songs. New prayers rising up. Imagine children, some not even born yet, running through the halls. Imagine the justice ministries you have not yet dreamed of today taking root here in the city. Imagine two congregations today blessing that same doorway, trusting that peace is planting seeds that will outlive us all. That, my friends, is peace at the threshold. Peace that expands the imagination. The Advent peace that prepares the way.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
To my congregation who are passing the torch, peace to you as you breathe, as you remember, as you rise up.
Amen.
Peace to you as you walk forward with open hearts and open hands. Peace to you as you carry your mission into a new space of possibility.
Amen.
And to the Citadel who are receiving that torch, peace to you. As you establish your roots, peace to you as you imagine what ministry looks like with a home of your own. Peace to you as you build new relationships and carry the justice work forward.
Yes. Yes.
And peace. Peace to all of us.
Amen.
As we trust that God and love is not finished with either of our stories. Because here's the truth. Peace is already in this room.
Yes.
Peace is already in the transition. Peace is already in the handing over and in the receiving.
Yes.
Peace is already in the future God is preparing on both sides of this story.
All right.
So hear this today. Peace is not the calm after the storm. Peace is the courage to walk through that story.
All right.
Peace is not the absence of change. Peace is God's presence in the middle of that change.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
See, peace is not what happens when all the answers are clear. You see that in Mary's story. Peace is what happens when love says, do not be afraid. I am with you. Let us take this first step together.
Amen.
Friends, this is holy ground. This is shared ground. This is peaceful ground.
May
the peace,
that
Hail Mary hold us to as we cross these thresholds together. Amen.
And Lord, be praised. Lord, be praised.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Put some of that and make your way back to your seat. Back up. Come on, right up. I want to ask you, make your way back to your seat.
Yes. and most important.
Yes.
Okay, folks. We're moving into a time where we're fortunate that Pastor Brett has agreed to deliver the prayer for us. And then a little bit later, we're going to have him back up for a few words that he wants to share with everyone. So let's find our seats and be of a prayerful mind.
Amen. Spirit of the living God, we honor you in this place.
Yes, Lord.
We honor you, Lord, for being our Savior. Mm-hmm. For being our Redeemer. For being our Healer.
Yes.
For being the giver of every good and perfect gift.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you for being our Lord. God, we honor you for being our Author and the Finisher of our faith.
Yes, Lord.
We look to you now. After having heard this word on peace.
Oh.
And we call on you. That peace will manifest itself this week, days, weeks, months, and years as it has never manifested itself before.
All right.
We look to you now, God, because we have changed our minds. We thank you, God, that peace cannot just be still, but peace can be obedient. Peace can be prophetic. Peace can be disruptive. Peace can also, and almost always, be purpose. You've given us great purpose. You brought us together for us to understand what the purpose in peace is. Therefore, we lift up these congregations.
Yes, Lord.
We lift up each and every individual that has made up this community today. And the people that we brought in here on our hearts. People that we brought in here on our minds. People that couldn't be here, but we have stood in proxy for them. People who perhaps have awakened under a bridge. People who have awakened in temporary shelter. Only to return back to their situations. The people that are in the hospital, in the ER, in the ICU. The people that are planning funerals for their loved ones. In this season.
This season.
Of hope and peace. God, the people in Palestine. The people in Israel. The people in South Africa.
Yes.
The people in Ukraine.
Yeah.
The people that don't understand what's going on. The people in Cuba. The people in Mexico and the Mexico and the people in the USA. People from all walks of life. All classes of life. All pathways of life, all orientations of life that are dealing with the demonic disruption of their peace. We, as two humble congregations out of Greensboro, North Carolina, call on the God of all peace. And we ask you, Lord, to show up in the other parts of the world. With the peace that brought joy to the world. With the peace that can hold back the advancement of the enemy. With the peace that can disrupt every cover-up policy. Every cover-up politician. With the peace that gives us hope out of poverty and exchanges to those who've never had poverty for prosperity. God, we pray that you will bless this master.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, God, that heaven will smile on him.
Yes, Lord.
And his family.
Yes, Lord.
And his sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
And his humility.
Yes, Lord.
Leading this congregation.
Oh, Lord.
In peace. Yes. Peace like we've never imagined. Peace like we didn't know.
Yes.
Peace like we didn't understand.
My word.
But it's still your peace.
Your peace, Lord.
It's still your hope.
Your peace, Lord.
And there's still purpose. Lord, we pray all the way from 1914. Until right now.
Till right now, Lord.
That you will bless those that have come. And those that are still carrying Presbyterian Church of the Covenant into its renewed future.
Yes. All right.
God, we pray for every seed.
Everyone.
That is in song.
Everyone.
God, for all the energy and strength that it took for this to be.
All right.
And now. May the peace that passes all of us
and all of it
guide our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
And our minds.
Thank you, Lord.
In Christ Jesus.
Peace.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Michael McDonald with the Doobie Brothers.
All right. Oh.
I have come so far away down the road of my own mistakes in the road. You could hear me pray, oh Lord, keep me in your reach. How I long through these wasted years to outrun all my pain and fear. Turn to stone from my uncried tears and mouth. It's your grace I see. It's a gift, it's a my soul renewed and my heart released to you. I'll find my peace. O wondrous child of whom angels sing, know my joy. Feel my suffering, shining star, may God's love you bring so bright that I may be seen, that I may. From now on till that river crossed, my soul renewed and my spirit free in you, I'll find my peace.
Hallelujah.